heading to County Down and to indeed a lovely place, Castle Whelan, where we link up with the chairman of the Ulster FLA, which will take place from July 23rd to 29th. We want to welcome the chairman, Paddy Breen. Paddy, how are you? Hello, are we there? Is Paddy there? Are you? Oh, yeah. That's a good girl. This is live radio, you know. Yeah. You'll hear him coming up. Yeah, you're right. Okay. As you know, this Anya Sheridan is a very chatty mood this morning because that was great, Anya. You heard a nice chat there with Paddy Breen? Well, okay, good. Okay. Hello, Paddy. Hello, Paddy. How are you?
Hello, Adrian. How are you doing?
I'm doing very fine. We eavesdropped a little bit there on your conversation with Anya Sheridan. It's a bloody good job you didn't say anything out of the way. But
I know. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm glad I'm not organising the Ireland FLA in Drogheda. I don't think I could cope.
I know. It's a big deal. Indeed, no better man than yourself to fill us in, first of all, on yes. Castle Whelan, and then maybe the County Down in general.
Castle Whelan is what I would describe as a beautiful place in the heart of Mourne country. I'm looking out my window right now, and I'm looking at the mountains of Mourne, and there's blue skies above them, and I'm sort of biased, I suppose, because I live in this beautiful market town in this corner of Northern Ireland, and I think it's just one of the most beautiful places in Ireland, and we're very lucky to have the IOC, which is only like 3 miles down the road here, and it's just a stunning venue for the FLA this year. It was here previously 10 years ago, and so it's returning now this year.
Where are you from yourself?
I'm actually from a town called Newcastle, which is only 2 or 3 miles down the road, which is actually where the Mourne's, where basically the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea, as the song goes.
Yes.
And that's where I'm from. So, as we can see, you know, that's why it's such a beautiful place for people to come to and enjoy the FLA. Castle Whelan has, you know, just beautiful countryside all around. It's an old market town. And it's just an ideal setting for the FLA. Castle Whelan itself is only, there's maybe about 2,000, 3,000 people live here. And when we bring the FLA to Castle Whelan, we're expecting 20,000 visitors to come to the town. So the FLA will kind of take the whole place over, you know?
Yeah. For many years, we did a live broadcast of Coltis Territory Air and the FLA. Let me ask you, though, about the FLA itself. There are many who would say, well, why don't you call it Coltis Territory Air and be done with it? You know, the traditional music of Ireland and the competitions and whatever. What could and what can we expect when we go to Castle Whelan in County Down for the FLA this year?
Well, Castle Whelan is a fantastic venue for the FLA, first and foremost. People will be coming from all over Ireland, north and south, to enjoy it. We've loads of events planned, and we encourage people to come from all over. It's running from the 23rd of July to the 29th of July this year. So there's only another, you know, couple of months to go. So in the final preparations here, but we've loads of different events planned. We've got concerts on. We have a concert involving a cross-community project that has been running through Coltis Territory Air, and it's bringing together people from both traditions, from nationalist traditions who traditionally would have been playing music, and also young pipe band musicians from traditional unionist backgrounds, and bringing them together and performing a concert, and that's on the Tuesday night. We've also got an Irish language day when we'll be running free Irish workshops for people who want to come along and learn a little bit about the language, or just chat with other Irish speakers. We're also running, believe it or not, an Irish hip-hop dance workshop as Gaeilge. We're also running a Newry Moore and Down Traditional Orchestra are playing a concert in our local Catholic church, which is a fantastic, it's over 100 years old building, so it should be an absolutely fantastic event, and acoustically it should be just beautiful. We've got an orchestra of over 40 musicians playing music for us, young and old. We've also got the main crux of the FLA involves the competitions, of course, and they run over the weekend, and we're bringing together the best musicians from all over Ulster, and I mean the young people, which is what the FLA is really all about, are a credit to everybody and to keeping our tradition and culture alive. Do you know what I mean? We've got dancing competitions, we've got music competitions, singing and storytelling. We're running sessions right throughout the whole weekend. So for anybody, any visitors from America or anybody who's coming to Ireland, and what I would say is, if you are coming this way, please, consider putting Castlewellan on your itinerary if you're passing through. It's a beautiful town, and I'm biased, but it's true. If you go onto our website, you can see what it's like. It's absolutely stunning. As I said before, we're right beside the Moore Mountains in the heart of a beautiful countryside. We've also got a ceilidh on the Friday night, and we've got a fantastic ceilidh band all the way from County Kerry, a man called Neely O'Connor, and he's coming and he'll get everybody up dancing. And then on the Saturday, we have our big FLA parade, which features loads of traditional young people playing music up and down the street. We've got a local artist, a guy called Frank Morgan, who has worked in the St. Patrick's Day parades in Dublin, and he's created all these artistic visions. He's created the air-breathing dragons, car-carrying monsters, 40-foot-long hurls, and they'll be parading up and down the main street in Castlewellan on the Saturday night, something similar to St. Patrick's Day you would expect in New York, something along those lines, big floats and parades. And then on the Sunday night, for the first time, we're welcoming FLA TV to Castlewellan, to the provincial FLAs. So it has been at all Ireland level, but we'll be broadcasting live across Ireland on the Sunday night, and they'll also be available, online for viewers around the world if they want to see what Castlewellan is all about.
Paddy, I don't know if there's anything I can add. You've given us a great description.
I know, sorry, I thought that was too much detail.
You've done it extremely well. I do want to ask you, though, because it is very interesting that one could assume from the FLA. And indeed we did when the FLA went north to Derry, Cultus Culturi, we went there, and you would never think that there were any political problems, that there was something about music and dance and the atmosphere just drew both sides of the traditional conflict. Many would say it started only 800 years ago, but it is a marvelous, it is great to see that, whereas, there are many songs and stories and very strong political traditions with respect to Northern Ireland. One of the proudest moments that I've had on radio through the decades was when the cross-county cross-border orchestra of Ireland came to New York, and the history of, in the depths of the troubles in Northern Ireland, which was shameful and destructive and took many lives, that the cross county, or the cross, why do I say I keep calling it cross county? The cross border orchestra of Ireland, that they, indeed, on both sides of the border, this was long before the Good Friday Agreement, which was, again, at the height of the Troubles, but musicians got together. And through the magic of music, produced a great performance without any regard whatsoever as to political, religious, or other areas of conflict. There is something about Ireland, the Ireland of Ireland, that brings us together, and many would say brings out the best in us.
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head. I mean, music brings people together, and being from Ireland, I think, you know, we Irish culture and tradition, you know, all tradition based in Ireland is special, and I think people, you know, just cherish who they are and where they've come from, and it, you know, we sell it. The FLA is really what it is a celebration of that, and you know, as I said before, one of the things we're running, and it's a project run by Cultus, is a cross-community group, and as I say, it's just full of young people. Most of the people in the group are in around 17, 18, and they, you know, have no real memory of the Troubles, but although they may come from different backgrounds and traditions, they get so much out of playing music together, you know, and that's what it's all about. It's about making friends, connections, and keeping their culture alive and tradition alive, and you know, sharing that with each other, you know, and it is a proud thing to be involved with. You know, it's one of the things that we're proud to be bringing people together and showing, you know, showcasing this in the FLA. Whenever there's going to be thousands of people there, and we're saying, look, these children here are going to be playing, they're from completely different backgrounds, but they're, you know, working together. Music is binding them together, and you know, they're putting on such a performance, you know.
One of the things that for those who haven't been to a FLA in Ireland and Cultus Kilthorian is that you're more likely to meet not only musicians and singers and dancers, but you're more likely to meet people from around the world than you would be, you know, on a world tour. It does bring a tremendous number of not only again performers, but you know, tourists from America, and indeed included in that, one might imagine, also wouldn't be hard to think that you run into neighbors, families, who are there not only to support their own family members or close friends, but to support the music. Many would feel, Paddy, that it's jigs and reels and more hornpipes, and that in fact it is strictly, you know, traditional music, but it's gone beyond that.
The jigs and the reels are almost like a language in themselves.
Yes,
you know what I mean. So it's the music that is the language. You know, we've seen people playing traditional tunes all across Europe, going and just spreading it everywhere. And there's Cultus branches all over the world now, spreading the music. And really, I suppose that's the thing. You know, even if you didn't share a language that you could speak, you know, people want to come because they could play in a session. They might not even be able to speak to each other, but they could play tunes that they know and just bond together over things like that, and maybe a pint of Guinness as well, who knows?
Oh, yes. It's a very festive atmosphere. One of the things also that I think is worth pointing out is that, again, without injecting any politics into it, the Irish language, the promotion of the Irish language itself is greatly highlighted, through, again, in a very festive atmosphere, but it was a great vehicle for the promotion of Gaelic, of the Irish language.
Well, absolutely, and we've a whole day dedicated to the Irish language. We're going to have, as I said, you know, we're appealing to anybody who wants to come along and, you know, learn a bit of Irish. And we're doing loads of different events and things on Irish. Our local branch of Cultus here runs Irish classes weekly. And I suppose it's the same as, you know, as I mentioned before, it's about keeping that alive. You know, these things, the language and the music, if you don't push it and try and spread it and keep that tradition alive, it goes away. So, you know, it's just a thing to celebrate and keep that alive, you know.
Now, one of the questions that I'm sure a lot of people heading for answer, that would be a great thing. How does one in Castlewellan think that if you're going to have 20,000, 25,000 participants and, you know, it's lasting for the whole week? What about accommodation?
We're surrounded by towns and bed and breakfasts and different places. There's a few other towns close to Castlewellan, so for places to stay, you don't have to venture too far. We have a website as well with all the information. It's www.ulsterfla.com.
Right.
And you can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at UlsterFla. So if anyone is interested in coming along to the Ulster Fla, I would recommend, you know, to all your listeners, if anyone is thinking about traveling to Ireland or is traveling to Ireland and wants to add us to their itinerary, you know, it definitely, you know, I would wholeheartedly recommend it for the Fla, but also our surrounding areas. I mean, we have beautiful forest parks right on our doorstep here. In fact, the Game of Thrones started 2 miles down from where I am, so they run Game of Thrones tours for tourists right on our doorstep. Yeah. We have the number one golf course in the world, the Royal County Down, which is, again, 2 miles down the road. So, you know, if people need a break from the music, there's so many things to do here in Castlewellan and the surrounding area.
It's fantastic. We look forward very much to maybe we can link up with you while the Fla is going on in Castlewellan. It's a great...
I'd love to do that.
Yeah, we would. And again, whereas it is a Cultori Éireann event, it is beyond that in the sense that it's a great, great opportunity for keeping the tradition alive and just to see the enthusiasm of young people, the young generation that we can look at and say, well, hey, you know, this tradition will continue, it'll be alive, and no place better. Friends, than the Ulster Fla. Again, it is from July 23rd to 29th, and you can get information and help, not just information, but believe me, you will get get some guidance if you log on to ulsterfla.com. And Fla is spelled for the FLEADH. So Ulster Fla, which is one word, FLEADH.com. And again, we wish you all the luck in the world, and say let's do a link during that week as well. Paddy Breen, chairman of the Ulster Fla.
That's great, Adrian. Thank you very much for having me on. Thank you.
You're welcome, indeed. Listen, for
all the very best.
Thank you. So I suppose Paddy Breen there, not only promoting the festival, but of course Castlewellan. If you're at Castlewellan, you don't have to wonder, about where the mountains of Mourne are. They're right there. And who better to sing the mountains of Mourne than Daniel O'Donnell? Daniel, take it away first. Okay.